Show.
It's like I used to tell my wife, I do not apologize unless I think I'm wrong. And if you don't like it,
it's the Mike O'Mara.
And leave. And I say the same thing to my current wife, and I'll say it to my next one, too.
Sounds vaguely familiar. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. 877-365-3636. Would you like a chance to win $9,000?
Wow. How much is that in pesos?
That's 100,000 pesos,
Whoa!
Rob. Join us at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant. Everybody, Buzz, Mike, Rob, Beth Ann, Joe, we're all going to be down there tomorrow from 4:30 until 6:30 for the best Cinco de Mayo party, all sponsored by Dos Equis. We look forward to seeing you in the L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant, 18th Street Northwest. We are going to have a fantastic time. We're all going to be coming out. Yes, that's right. We're all gay, and we'll be making the announcement tomorrow. And then we're going to pay somebody $9,000.
Ay, that caramba. Easy.
But without further ado, these people have been waiting patiently a long time. One guy, about a half an hour.
Wow.
He really wants to play
Wheel of Fetches.
Look at this studio filled with donuts. All right, let's play Wheel of Fat Chicks. It's real easy. We have sports and entertainment.
Uh-huh.
We also have, let me see, history and politics.
Right.
And the ever-popular wild card
wild
fat
card
chicks.
Wild, may I explain wild card?
Yes, go ahead. Huh.
Chicks that used to be fat and are no longer fat.
Oh.
Or chicks that were skinny and now are fat.
Oh. You amazing trickster. Beth Ann McBride, would you please come to the studio? I have to find out what we're giving away.
She'll
for
be
this.
Here in a McBridian second.
What are we? Do we know what we're giving away for a Wheel of Fat Chicks?
Yeah, cash.
Cash money?
Fat cash.
Really? So for each correct answer, we give them how much?
$10.
$10 American dollars.
Wow. $10.
For each correct answer.
Oh,
you can't do better than that.
Like 900
pesos.
Also, did you hear
me? We're
not
going to play this long, are we?
We're going to play this for about 10 minutes. No. When I called you before, I was thinking we'd have our very first of many team dinners next Thursday night. My treat. We'll go out to the restaurant. Are you okay with Thursday?
Oh, yeah, that'll be great.
That's what I was screaming. Did you hear me when I was Beth Ann!
No.
Helen! All right. And way to go. Good job getting the Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
You know, I just hate to work, you know, do work, prepare for a guest, and then not have it work out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Fortunately, that didn't
happen.
Happy
Friday. She's good people.
Helen Lejos?
Helen Lejos. Without further ado, let's get right to
Wheel of Fat Chicks.
All right, our first contestant is Kevin. Kevin from Fresno. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Kevin?
Doing good, Mike. Great show. Love it.
Thank you very much. You ready to spin the wheel?
Go ahead, Mike. Yes, spin the wheel.
All right, let's give it a big spin for Kevin.
Wheel of Fat Chicks.
Fat Chicks. Got to wait for it to stop this time. And
the fat wheel.
Fat chance.
Oh, this damn thing. There it is. I stopped it with my finger.
Good job.
It's landed on sports and entertainment,
Yay!
Kevin. Yeah. Sports and entertainment. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's play Wheel of Fat Chicks. This
wheel
large,
chick.
Stop it. This large and in charge lesbian makes no bones about her love for snack cakes and her hatred for the Donald.
That's going to be Rose.
Congratulations, Rosie O'Donnell is the right answer. I hit the bell early.
Kevin,
stay on hold, Kevin. That's an easy first question.
That's a good start.
You have won 10 American dollars. Stay on the line, okay? Let's move on and go to Catherine. Catherine from D.C. I'm sorry, Caroline from D.C. You're on Wheel of Fat Chicks. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to give it a big spin for you right now.
Stop
it.
Fat Chicks.
I'm going to kill you guys before this is over. Look at that big wheel. It's coming down to, what's it look like? It looks like.
What is it?
Wild card Fat Chicks, Caroline.
Ooh.
Wild card Fat Chicks. Let's see what happens. All right, good luck. A bouncy Beach Boy offspring. She told top 40 record buyers to hold on for one more day. A bouncy Beach Boy offspring. Mm-hmm. She told top 40 record buyers to hold on for one more day. You love
I got
that.
It. Oh, you I got it.
Great.
Really?
Let's go. All right, let's hear it.
Carney Wilson.
Yes, congratulations. You are correct. 10 American dollars. Hold on the line, please. Let's get as many people to play as we can. They've been waiting patiently. Let's say hi to Brian in California. Hi, Brian.
Hey, buddy.
Brian, hey, buddy.
Hey,
how are
buddy.
You? You know what? As soon as I hear buddy, you know what that? You know how things change when I hear that, Brian?
How's that?
I immediately begin to root for you.
Oh,
right.
Isn't that good?
I'm having trouble believing you, but we'll do it. I'm from Northern California, man.
Well, I'm having trouble keeping you on the game show, but let's see what happens. We're going to spin
Wheel
it right now.
Wheel of Fat Chicks.
Oh, sports and entertainment again.
Oh, it's a good one.
Even though it's still spinning. The longest spinning wheel in the world. Here's your question. Are you ready, Brian?
I'm ready, sir.
Question is, it's only a rumor that this stout songstress and one hot mama died while eating a ham sandwich. That is your question. It's only a rumor that this stout songstress and one hot mama died while eating a ham sandwich. What is your answer?
That would be Mama Cass.
Mama Cass!
Yeah, yeah.
Brian, you know you're Fat Chicks, and you just won $10. Hold on the line. We appreciate you playing the game. Let's go to Mike in Alexandria. Mike in Alexandria, you're on Wheel of Fat Chicks.
How you doing, gang?
You ready to spin?
Absolutely.
Here we go. We're going to spin the big wheel.
Oh,
stop it. Stop.
Fat.
Kill you. Big.
Chicks.
Thank you. Oh, guess what? It looks like it's coming up to history and politics, Mike.
Okay.
You're from Alexandria. You work for the government?
I do.
You do? Well, then this is right up your alley.
Wonderful.
Let's go. Here we go. This the flabby first lady. Let me start again.
Flair.
Let me wet my whistle here. Hold on a second.
Wheel of Fat Chicks.
That's better. This flabby first lady was widely known for her extravagant behavior. I just saw the answer. Like wearing turbans, rubbing snuff,
hey now,
and throwing huge dinner parties. No wonder. I'm not going to give the last part.
All right.
You're making them too easy.
Really?
This flabby first lady was widely known for her extravagant behavior, like wearing turbans, rubbing snuff, and throwing huge dinner parties. What is your answer?
Abigail Adams.
Ooh.
I am terribly sorry.
I have no idea.
Good guess.
And here was the hint. The hint was, no wonder they named a snack company after her. Would you have gotten it if you knew that? What would that
be? Yes, Debbie Madison.
Oh, you would have got it wrong anyway. No, the answer is Dolly Madison.
Hello. Dolly Madison, what?
Sorry about that. Thank you, Mike.
Love that song. Yeah.
Thanks for playing the game.
Little Hello. Debbie Madison.
Hello, Debbie.
Debbie Madison. And I love Debbie Parton. I've got all of her albums.
She's good.
Let's go to Joe in Portland, Maine. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Are you ready to spin the wheel?
Spin that wheel, Mike.
Yes, here we go. Look at that. Listen to that go round and round. And thank God the boys are no longer saying.
Wheel!
Oh, no.
Oh, bad.
Oh, my. All right, it landed on history and politics again. Are you ready to play the game, Joe?
Oh, yep.
All right, here we go. Oh, it's not a good category for you?
Sports and entertainment, I wanted.
It's tough, but you'll be okay.
Sucks to be you.
This tubby Titanic survivor stayed afloat even after the ship went down. This tubby Titanic survivor stayed afloat even after the ship went down.
Ooh.
Would you like a hint?
That would be Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, but I will give you a hint, okay?
Okay.
In that same movie, the woman was played by Kathy Bates.
Hot.
I can't think of it. I know it.
And she's box.
Hot box, Mike.
Hot box.
I can't remember the name. Right. Sorry.
I'm terribly sorry. You're incorrect there, sir. The winning answer was Dolly Madison.
No.
That was the last answer.
I'm sorry. The unsinkable Molly Brown.
Oh, Brown.
Unsinkable Molly Brown played by Kathy Bates in Titanic. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah, she was a sweet lady, and she was box.
Hot
absolutely.
Box.
Let's go to another mic on the show of mics. We've got Mike from Sleesburg. Mike.
Great talent.
You're on the big show. Are you ready to spin?
Yes, I am.
All right, it's going round and round. We'll see where it goes. Oh, it looks to me like it might actually be going back to sports and entertainment.
Hey, that was a short spin, Mike.
Sure was. All right, here's your question. Are you all set to go, Mike?
All set.
For years, her only exercise was climbing on top of Tom Arnold.
That would be Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne, yes, that is the correct answer.
I make a motion here.
What's your motion, sir, the distinguished gentleman from Virginia?
Why don't you give him a chance to double his money?
Would you like to go for two, double or nothing?
No doubt, and I hate Bill O'Reilly, too.
You hate Bill O'Reilly, would you? But would you like to double your money? Would you say yes?
He did.
Okay, here we go. Let's spin it one more time.
Calling from Australia.
And I'm just going to stop it with my hand.
Good job, Mike.
And it's landed on history and politics again.
Oh, sure good. It has.
Are you ready? Here we go, Mike. Double or nothing. Patriotic. Fatty. That bolstered American morale in World War II with her stirring rendition of God Bless America. I'll give it to you one more time. Patriotic fatty that bolstered American morale in WW2 with her stirring rendition of God Bless America.
That would be Ethel Merman.
Ethel Merman is not correct. It was Kate Smith, Mike.
Oh, give me one more.
Well, no soup for you.
Thank God we have saved the company money. Got time for a couple of more on
Wheel
of
Fat
Chicks.
Thank you.
Let's go to Sharon. Sharon from Colonial Beach, Virginia. Sharon, you're on the show. How are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you ready to play Wheel of Fat Chicks?
I am.
All right, let's spin the wheel for you right now. Let's see where it's going to end up on. Looking like a good chance that it's going to end on Wild Card.
Oh, I love Wild Card.
Wild Card Fat Chicks. All right, here's your question. You ready, Sharon?
It's still spinning.
The daytime diva who has had nearly as many dress sizes as hairstyles. The daytime diva who has had nearly as many dress sizes as hairstyles.
I don't know.
Oh, my.
You know what? I will tell you, of all the questions that I have asked today, and this is your hint, this is the easiest one.
Most obvious.
No.
Absolutely.
You know this.
Now, think about this, all right? We're going to give it to you one more time, all right, Sharon?
Okay, I'm ready.
First of all, are you I have to ask, are you a big-boned woman?
Slightly?
Then you should be getting this.
Good luck.
The daytime diva. Daytime diva.
Right.
Who has had nearly as many dress sizes as hairstyles. What's your answer?
Oprah!
That's right.
See, Sharon, duh, it was easy.
I knew you could.
$10 for you, and let's go to Dino. Dino from New York.
Hi there.
Dino, what part of New York are you from?
Shay-Z.
You're from what?
From Shay-Z.
Shay-Z,
what
is Shay-Z?
Dino, what are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying you're from. Jersey?
I'm from Stacey, New York, north of Plattsburgh, up by the Canadian border.
Stacey, okay, you ready to play Wheel of Fat Chicks?
Oh, what the heck? I'm not into fat chicks, but I'll give it a try.
Well, you called us, and we're going to play the game with you, and here we go.
Call you buddy, old pal. Will that help me?
No.
Okay, don't call me buddy, old pal. I might hang up on you. We're on sports and entertainment again, Dino.
Excellent.
Dino, here is your question.
Go for it.
All right, she was the first African-American woman to win an Academy Award for her work in Gone with the Wind. She was the first African-American woman to win an Academy Award for her work in Gone with the Wind.
Who is Whoopi Goldberg?
I am terribly sorry, Whoopi.
Right.
Whoopi is not correct. The woman's name was Hattie McDaniel.
She played Mammy.
You know, the only person I would say that would actually come up with a question like that might be an old queen.
Uh-huh.
Only one who would read it would be an old queen.
Yeah, I went right to it because I loved it. Kevin, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You ready to play Wheel of Fat Chicks?
Yes, I am.
Let's spin the wheel. Got time for two or three more. It's landed on Wheel of Fat Chicks. Did you do
that? Yes, I did.
All right, it's a Wheel of Fat Chicks. Oh, sports and entertainment again.
Oh, I'm hoping for a certain question.
All right, let's see. This hee-haw honey.
That's it.
Kind of looks like Junior Samples, but prettier.
Pretty.
And here's the deal. If you get the last name, I will pay you double the cash prize. I will give you $20,
wow.
Kevin. Here's the question again.
Yes, please.
This hee-haw honey kind of looks like Junior Samples, but prettier.
Who writes this?
I don't know.
Prettier.
What's your answer there, Kevin?
Boy, I remember watching the show, but I don't remember the name. I'll say Daisy May.
Daisy May is incorrect. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. The correct answer, Lulu Roman.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
You.
He didn't really mean that.
Thanks for stopping by. He was very, very depressed.
Yeah, we didn't either.
Hey, it wouldn't be a show if we didn't get a Wally. Let's go to Wally in Rochester, New York. Hello, Wally.
Hi, guys.
Wally, how would you like to play Wheel of Fat Chicks?
I would love to.
Hey, Wally, I'm going to let you do something really special now. I'm going to let you reach over and spin the wheel.
Go ahead.
Hey, don't grab me there. Don't you grab me there, man.
Oh, that wasn't the wheel?
Yeah, go ahead. Spin the real wheel.
And there we go.
There it is. Nice
click,
job,
click,
Wally.
Click.
It somehow stopped. We've got a defective But it's landed on history and politics again.
Yay.
Okay.
Are you ready, Wally?
Oh, still spinning.
I'm more than ready.
Okay, here we go. Let me see. What's one? I'm going to get you
a good
question.
I'm not a fat chick.
All right.
Though a fatso allegedly got some exercise holding an axe over her head at least 81 times, killing both parents.
That would be Lizzie Borden.
Borden, that is a good one. Yeah. $10 for you.
Good job.
That was a good question and a very tough answer, and we got a winner. Let's go to Brian in California. Brian, you're the last one on Wheel of Fat Chicks. Are you ready?
This BJ DeVenus.
BJ DeVenus?
DeVenus.
BJ, are you ready to play the game?
I'm ready. Fire away. Right.
Spin the wheel. Here we go. Let's see what it lands on. It is Wild Card Fat Chicks. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. That's easy. Let me see. Too easy. Hey, you know what? Rob, the producers just said in my IFB, for the next time we play Wheel of Fat Chicks,
yes,
can we get more difficult answers? But it's hard, isn't it?
It is. Well, you know, there's not many fat people in showbiz.
Okay. And it's, you know what? You have a question here that I'm going to dispute you.
Really?
Has been driven by many big names in Hollywood, like John Cusack, Josh Brolin, and Matt Damon. You think she's a fatty?
I think she's flirted with it. I didn't write that question.
Oh, okay. Very good.
But, yeah, I would say, I mean, there's a couple on the fence here.
All right, here we go. Are you ready for us now? What's your name again?
BJ.
BJ, she dedicated her Emmy to all the fat girls and then proceeded to lose some weight, but not enough. Here's your question again. She dedicated her Emmy to all the fat girls and then proceeded to lose some weight, but not enough. What is your answer?
Wow. Ruth Buzzy.
No, that is not correct.
I'm sorry.
The correct answer. Where's my buzzer? It seems not to be working.
It's under the wheel.
Rob, turn my buzzer on. Thank you. No, it's Cameron Manheim.
Oh, that was my second guess.
Yeah, sorry, but no money for you. And that's it. Let's cue the music. We want to thank everybody for playing.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fat Chicks.
And a special thanks to all the fat chicks.
All the fat chicks that called in and played the game. Many drivers not fat.
You don't think at all?
No, I don't think she's fat at all.
Did
she's
ever
hot.
Have a time?
No, yeah, she's not fat.
She's a turbo hottie. I like her a lot.
All right.
Well, next time we'll do a Wheel of Fat Guys to give a
I'll
turnaround
speak
fair
to the,
play.
I'll speak to the writers.
Coming up next on the big show, we will have a very special guest, and I'm very excited about this lady.
Yes, we all are.
This lady would never be on Wheel of Fat Chicks. I'm talking
no.
about
no.
Trading Spaces' Paige Davis.
Hi.
And you can get on the line. We'll take some phone calls. Also, our audio vault, 877-365-3636. Give us a call, and we'll be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.